The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. About a month or so ago, I came upon a very beautiful quote from Pope John Paul II that I'd never heard before. He said, the most certain means of obtaining world peace is spending time in Eucharistic adoration. We become instruments of peace by spending time with the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace, and we are transformed. And also in adoration, we obtain the grace for all that is necessary for peace to reign. And so reading that quote got me thinking ever more about adoration, spending time, you know, being with our Lord. And in relation to today's gospel, there is no greater revelation we have of the Father than the Holy Eucharist. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. And every time we gaze on a consecrated host, we are beholding the Father in a way that we cannot in any other way. In the Eucharist, we discover the paternal love that the Father has for us, his providential care, that every single day he would give us every grace necessary to encounter all that we have to face in our lives. His humility, that he would lower himself to send his Son in this way. His patience, my goodness, that he would know that our transformation would take so much time, and he would be with us every step of the way by giving us his Son in the Eucharist. His mercy. I could go on and on. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Jesus gives himself to us daily so that we can know his Father. And every time we receive him, it's a further revelation of his Father. And we should ask him often, Lord, help me to come to know and understand your Father ever more fully.